At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Draft is on Thursday. It is quickly approaching, this thing that we speculate on and debate about and offer up opinions as fans on. Really, I mean, we don't even wait for the season to end anymore. We're looking at draft hypotheticals in November and December now, sometimes even earlier than that. And it all happens Thursday. Steelers right now have the 21st pick, but this Adam Schefter story today, his sources telling him that the Steelers are potentially trying to do something they haven't done since 2001. And that's trade back and move back in the first round. And I've heard that there's a chance, not a great chance, but it's not out of the question. I think it's possible they trade out of the first round altogether. The only year since Chuck Knoll took over as head coach in which the Steelers didn't have a first round pick was the Chase Claypool year in 2020 because they made the Minka Fitzpatrick deal. It's the only time. I think there's a chance it happens again because of who's willing to make a deal with them, what they're willing to give up, and what the Steelers are trying to make up for with the DK Metcalf trade. So here is something that might happen on Thursday based on how the draft goes for the first 15, 20 picks. The Giants need a quarterback. Unlike the Steelers, the Giants brass knows if they don't find a quarterback, everybody's getting fired. So Mike Tomlin has no urgency. He's coach for life. Brian Daboll in New York knows if they don't find somebody that gets them out of the rut they're in quickly, those guys are going to be looking for new jobs next year. And Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, we just watched both of those guys in Pittsburgh this year. Come on. I mean, you'd have to be an idiot to think one of those guys is going to be the answer to their prayers there. So here is something that has come up. This is a hypothetical that's out there. The Steelers would take their first round pick, the 21st pick, and their sixth round pick, which is pick 185. And trade it to the Giants for the Giants' second round pick, which is pick 34, and the Giants' third round pick, which is pick 65. So instead of only having a first and a third, the 21st pick and the 83rd pick, instead, the Steelers would move back 13 spots. They'd pick 34. They'd pick up the 65th pick, which I believe is the first. It is. It's the first pick in the third round. And they'd give up a pick on the back end, their six-round pick, 185. Now, right now, how would I feel about this trade? I'll give an opinion based on the only thing we know that's, well, actually, we know a few things that are going to happen. We know Cam Ward's going one, Travis Hunter is going two, and Abdul Carter's going three to the Giants. Probably the Campbell kid from LSU is going to go to the Patriots at four. From five through the rest of the draft, everything's a mystery. The first four picks are pretty set in stone. Everything after that is a question mark. So it's hard to completely gauge what the Steelers would be passing up on at pick 21 and jump up 13 spots and steal that pick. It's probably for a quarterback, and it might be for a quarterback the Steelers like. It could be Sanders. I mean, I guess it could be Milroe, even though maybe the Giants could sit back at 34 and get Milroe. But given the fact that the Steelers are not a contender in my mind, and the draft is unpredictable and sometimes random, I'd rather have more good picks than one first-round pick and then wait 60 picks to take another player. I like Shedeur Sanders. I don't like him so much that I feel like if the Steelers passed on him at 21 and took this trade, it would be setting the franchise back. I have reservations about Mike Tomlin and whether or not he can develop a young quarterback who isn't a slam dunk. And Sanders, I think, does have some things about him that make him an impressive prospect and one that should have success in the NFL, but not enough where I think he's Mike Tomlin proof. 21 and 185 for 34 and 65. Backed up by Adam Schefter saying today, the Steelers are among the teams interested in moving back from their first round slot. He wrote that in ESPN a couple hours ago. I like this. They haven't done it since 2001. There are a lot of things that they cling to as relics of the Steelers' past, like articles of faith. This is how we do things here. We always make a first round pick. Our organization has been built on the success of our first round picks. Yeah, and out of your last 10 first-round picks, only one of them has gotten a second contract. So I'd rather give this organization more swings, because the more swings you take, the more shots you take, the better chance you have of actually hitting on something. So I would make this trade. Would you, Donnie? I would make this deal if that happens.
Picks again.
21 and 185 is what the Steelers would give up. First and sixth, and they would get back the 34th pick and the 65th pick. So the second pick in the second round and the first pick in the third round. But then they wouldn't have a first round pick. Their first pick would be 34.
Yeah, I mean, I'm making the move. I've always been a proponent of trading back, especially if you're not in love with the player or players that you have at your choosing. By the time you pick, and the Steelers, they're always seemingly in the same range between like 20 and 24 is like a common ground for them. You trade back, especially wanting, we've heard that their front office wants to get back into that second round. Yeah, it takes you out of the first round, but then you are able to recoup a little bit more. And to your point, you have a team that you need to take more cracks at the draft. Having one pick in the first 75 is pretty tough for a team that has the amount of holes to fill that the Steelers do.
They just have been, and they were for so long, pretty successful at making sure that their first round pick turned into a good player, that they never wanted to deal that pick. Well, you traded your second round pick for a guy that you want to plug in and make your team better right now. And I don't have an issue with that. Like, I think DK Metcalf is one of the 15 best receivers in the NFL. You had to give up something to get him, and you had to pay, which, you know, in the past, the Steelers just had great success at drafting wide receivers, and they shouldn't have to make desperate moves like that. But when you have a run of picks like Chase Claypool and Roman Wilson, who couldn't get on the field, and dudes like that, and it's a passing league and you need to score points, sometimes you need to get out of your comfort zone. So I actually applaud the boldness of that deal and trying to go outside of the box to make your team better. And making a trade like this on draft day would be more of that. And okay, it would probably cost you Sanders. It would probably cost you Harmon. It would probably cost you Grant. It would probably cost you Nolan. Like, it would probably cost you Dart. I mean, all the names that we've talked about for months here, or actually more recently the quarterbacks, but the guys that are on everyone's radar would probably be gone by the time the Steelers picked 34. But they also got, what, Joey Porter with the 33rd pick, and he had a first-round grade, and they would have probably taken him with the Broderick Jones pick if Mike Tomlin hadn't been talked out of it by Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, if they hadn't let him know that there was a very good chance Porter was still going to be on the board when they picked in the second round. There's going to be really good players at 34. There's going to be probably 10 to 15 players from the 34th pick on who will go to Pro Bowls legitimately, not just there because they're trying to fill out rosters. So you get a chance at finding one of those guys with that pick, and then you get the pick at the beginning of the third round, which is almost like having an extra second round pick.
Yeah, and then you have the pick in the middle of the third round.
Yeah.
And I like the sound of having 34, 65, and 83 a whole lot better than 21 and then 83.
And you lose out, like, I know you love the draft as much as me. Do any of these guys, do you feel that will probably be there at 21? Are you in love with any of them so much where you don't want to give up that pick because you think they're going to regret not getting that player on their roster?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason you would keep that is if somebody that you see as, like, generational would
fall to them, who we haven't even talked about. Like, there's some kind of massive draft surprise. Like, Mason Graham doesn't go to the Jaguars and just starts to free fall in the draft or something like that.
I mean, I know this guy plays tight end, but
Tyler
a
Warren.
Player like Warren's ilk or, like, you know, a Carter or Hunter, which neither one of those guys is going to make it out of, like, the top three or four. But, that's the point I make. And I don't know if this was a Parcells quote. I forget where I heard it. It was on one of those, you know, caught in the draft things that I've gone back to watch. And somebody brought up, let's say the Dolphins and the Patriots are the two teams for this example, because I think it's the example that was used in whatever I watched. The Dolphins, they had 10 good draft picks out of 30. The Patriots had 10 good draft picks out of 15. People can say that the Patriots were more efficient in their picks, but the fact of the matter is, in the same amount of time, they got 10 good players, both teams. It didn't matter how many picks they had. So you have a little bit of pressure on you as is when you have a fewer allotment of picks like they have going into this weekend. You have to feel like we got a hit on a couple of these.
I would be excited if this is true, if they did this, because it would feel to me like they were of a similar mindset as me and a lot of fans, which is try to accumulate as many good players as possible. And if you take a quarterback at 34, 65, it's not as bad as if you take one at 21 and then you don't have a second round pick and then you have to go find the defensive lineman or somebody like that with your 83rd pick. You take one of these other quarterbacks at 34 or 65, I don't think a lot of fans have a problem with that. At 21, tons of people do. I like Sanders, but I feel like I'm in the minority in that. Even if he were to fall to 21, I think most Steelers fans would say, do not do it. Take somebody else. Don't make the Kenny Pickett mistake again.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.